At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bijani and Creighton.
All right, the one thing Patrick Creighton's going to be looking for at Texans mandatory minicamp, which begins tomorrow. Is it the same thing that we're all apparently going to be looking for to see happen for the first time this offseason at mandatory minicamp tomorrow?
It's not. It is not.
It's not C.J. Stroud throwing the football?
It's not C.J. Stroud.
Y'all let me know when y'all ready to lose.
All right.
Dude, we're in June. DGAF.
Thank you.
Minicamp is all of a whopping two freaking days of standing around with your thumb in your butt. While you line up, okay, guys, pretend to go this way, pretend to go that way, whatever. All right, nobody's, taking somebody else's head off here.
Pretend to go this way.
You're not doing, like, super hardcore drills.
That was good. That was good, man. That was good. I'm still laughing. No worries.
Let's be real.
I love PC. Dude, PC was a head coach, man. He was a position coach, even. Like, he's out there first day of mandatory minicamp. Like, he'd be like, no, because that guy, the O-line coach for the Browns, like that really big guy.
Oh, the really big fat guy.
Yeah, with the mustaches. Like, he was into it. That would not be you. PC would be like, you're the worst, like, middle school PE coach ever. Just roll the balls out there and be like, all right, guys. You know, you'd be like the manager on Major League, you know, when they suck. You'd just be like, all right, whatever. Or like,
so I was like, all right, guys, listen, five to fly Hanks on three break. All right,
no,
go.
Better than that. You'd be Tom Hanks' manager on A League of Their Own. You'd just be like, whatever. You know, you'd be taking a nap at the end
Are
of the
Are you
bench.
Crying? Are you crying?
PC be passed out in the water at the end of the bench on top of the water cooler. And he'd be like, all right, whatever, guys.
You look like a wiener with a little hat on.
I got to talk to the media after this. Oh, God. All right,
but
so what is it?
I absolutely do not care if, like, CJ didn't throw the ball last week. Did we die? Did the world end? If he doesn't throw again this week, which is, it's a whole week later, and it's like 2 days.
It's going to be the number one topic on every sports talk radio station.
And the reason it's the number one topic is because it's football.
Yeah.
We crave information, and we don't have any information.
So you make your
Therefore,
own information
Therefore, we have
up.
To make our own-ish up. Okay? And you know what? I'm not a big fan of making-ish up. I like to deal in realities. I like to deal in things that make, I don't know, friggin' sense. If CJ doesn't throw today, if I could quote Derek Coleman, whoop-dee-damn-do.
Nope. I like it. Yeah, I was wondering where you were going.
The reality is, doesn't freaking matter. If he's not throwing in August, tell me.
I agree with
Otherwise,
you.
Otherwise, DGAF.
So what are you looking for tomorrow?
Nobody blows like an Achilles.
Uh-oh.
Nobody pops a knee.
How many times you can make
Nobody
me knock
suffers some kind of like season-ending injury, especially a non-contact type of injury. All I care about is 2 days from now, there are no injuries.
Yeah, but that's why.
That is the only friggin' thing I care about. I don't care if they sit around, literally sing Kumbaya, and stick their thumbs in their noses. DGAF, don't get hurt. That's it. Don't get freaking hurt.
That's why the coaches are going to tell everybody, hey, just pretend you're going in this direction.
Pretend you're going that way.
Hey, Mechie. Pretend you're running a little drag route there, okay?
Listen, it's not going to look any different than every other time you try to pretend you're doing something Mechie, so, you know. Yeah.
What's that fourth-string quarterback's name the Texans have?
Fourth-string quarterback?
His name, like, Sludin or something like that?
Slappy McSlapD.
Somebody from, like, Northwestern North Dakota State.
North Bumblebuck State.
What the hell is his name?
They got Keaton Slovis.
That dude, yeah, Slovis.
Graham Mertz.
Hey, that's a 6th-round draft pick, sir.
Hey, there you go. Those guys can throw.
Yeah.
All I need CJ to do is get his mental reps, work with Kaylee on the installs, the changes to the offense. Make sure that if you see this alignment, these are the options we want you to go to. If you see that alignment, if you see this, these are the calls we want you to audible to, because CJ's going to do more of that this year, right? Yeah. He's going to have more control over the audibles. He's going to have more control over changing protections. Those are mental things that I need him to be learning now.
All right. Most likely to happen, okay? The Texans pulling an Astros where they say they're going to, do something in the preseason, but then they don't do it come the regular season time. Like, hey, you know what? We're going to change our hitting philosophy and stop swinging at crap early in counts. And then they go out and swing at crap early in counts. And they score like an average of a run and a half a game.
Well, hey, it's not early in count if it's the first pitch, right? Then it's super early in a count.
Yeah, fair. Are the Texans really going to give CJ Stroud more control? Or are we going to be sitting here like come week 4, week 5, like waiting, like the stick figure meme, like, hey, do something.
They give CJ the control. I think they have figured out that the smartest guy on the field is not one of the linemen. It's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, well,
he is such a student of the game and so fixated on consuming knowledge and trying to be the guy who understands everything. They're going to let him have that. I mean, look, they believe in CJ Stroud as a guy who's going to be their franchise quarterback for 10 plus years. If you believe in him like that, then you hand him the keys. Mm-hmm. Bobby Slowick would not hand him the keys. Kaylee's handing him the keys from day one. The difference in trust in your quarterback is going to get you a difference in performance, but it's also going to get you a difference in performance in what the line is doing. So CJ's got to learn what the new protection schemes are and then know how to adjust them to what he sees. These are the things that he needs to be learning, OTAs, mini camp, early in training camp when you're finishing up. You hope you've gotten all your installs in by then, but all the things that you're finalizing on your installs, that first week to 8-10 days of training camp, this is what he needs to learn. That everything that I need to know about CJ Stroud is happening between the years.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, 100%. I'm not one of those worried about, like, the throwing situation. It's just, it really is, though, ultimately about, like, the not knowing why, okay? Because I guess Aaron Wilson did say on his YouTube channel the other day that CJ Stroud did not have surgery. So that's good. Okay, why didn't the Texans just say, what exactly is the situation instead of being so very, cryptic about everything?
Because they don't have to.
Well,
all during the season, you have to because you're required because of the NFL's injury compliance.
Correct.
For all the wagering stuff that they do. You have to say this guy is hurt and what it is. In the off season, I don't have to say spit.
Yeah.
So
but
teams
hold on.
Don't say anything because let's say he has a strained shoulder. And I'm not saying he does, right? Well, this is hypothetical. Everybody understand this is hypothetical. If it's, hey, he's got a strained shoulder because he worked out too hard or he, hyperextended his shoulder doing some kind of rep, or hey, he's just got a little general soreness because maybe he last year he went on his, you know, podcast tour, and this year he's been in the gym and throwing and you know, trying to get back, and he overdid it a little bit.
Yeah.
So he just has a little general soreness. God forbid there's something wrong. It doesn't matter. They're not going to say, because as soon as they say, what they've done is they've put a target on him. So they're not going to say boo until they absolutely have to. And that makes them no different than any other team in the NFL who's going to protect their star players by giving you Jack and spit and Jack left town when it comes to information in the offseason on any kind of potential injury that right now they're not looking at as, hey, when we get to training camp, we don't expect there to be any kind of an issue. We're not going to give you anything now.
But all it does is incite more questions that they're going to have to try and bounce around. You know, it incites
you don't have to
fear.
Answer any questions.
Well, they don't.
If he picks up a football on July 31st or August 1st, whatever they train.
No, you're right.
Starts,
but now, as
then
far
there's
as
no
it's
question.
Concerned. Hey, look, the cynic in me, the conspiracy theorist in me, you know, because of what you just said, it thrives in times like this because, yeah, it's not the regular season. You don't have to disclose very much. But you can't tell me with all of the hits that C.J. Stroud had taken last year that he didn't get banged up and shouldn't have probably shown up on the injury report more than he did. He showed up on the injury report like, what, twice with like a hand or a thumb or something like that towards the end of the season? Like, what about like week 7, week 8 after he's taken an ass whooping because his offensive line sucks? Like, there's ways around that. You know, there's...
Well, yeah, he practiced.
Yeah, you practiced.
If
but
he's practicing...
Probably not in full.
They don't,
you put on the show for 10 minutes for the media, your little stretch session.
Think about what practice in full really entails. I mean, you've been covering the team
sure.
for damn near 20 years.
Not what it used to.
So
yeah.
Practice in full could mean, hey, I ran 10 full reps. I was done.
Mm-hmm.
I practiced in full. I had my pads on. I took snaps. I did 10 of them. Hey, that's a full practice for me. That doesn't. You didn't practice for 2 hours. You practiced for 5 minutes, but that counts as a full practice.
No, in fair. And what kind of reps are those?
And if you can say full practice, mm-hmm. then you don't have to say that there is an injury. If hey, full practice, he's going to play. You can not disclose any kind of injury. If practice isn't a full practice, you have to disclose. If there's a chance the player may not play, you have to disclose. If he's playing no matter what, doesn't matter how banged up he is.
Yeah.
And he takes, you know, hey, I took 5-10 reps, full practice.
You know, a couple of things just dawned on me before I get to it. I read this from Rob Torres on YouTube. Says, I think he had something embarrassing happen and they don't want to humiliate him. I don't think it was like Hunter Pence running through a glass door back in the day with the Astros kind of a thing that they're trying to disclose.
What are we talking about?
C.J. Stroud. He says he thinks something embarrassing happened and they don't want to humiliate him.
Oh, I'm like, what? That lost me. And I'm like, wait a second.
Now, do you remember the spring training where Hunter Pence like ran through a glass door and it took like a week or two for them to actually disclose that?
Yeah, I don't think C.J. tried to do a Sparky and rip a phone book and, you know, separate his shoulder.
No, I don't think so either. But here's where I'm at right now. We wouldn't be talking about this like 4 years ago if, in fact, Davis Mills wasn't throwing during OTAs or a mandatory minicamp potentially because, well, it's Davis Mills and you were sucking on purpose. The fact that your football team is really good and you have a really good quarterback that, you know, just so happens to have not thrown a football for like 4 days of practice during voluntary OTAs.
And let's,
we're
let's
asking
clarify
questions
that,
about this.
We're clarifying that. It's not that he didn't throw a football. He didn't throw a football during the actual team activity on the field.
Correct.
Did he throw a football on the side? Maybe. I mean, I wasn't there, but that doesn't mean he didn't.
Yeah. Well, I didn't go to the workouts last week. I don't know if it's one of those things like where, hey, media can only be there for like 15 minutes and then you got to leave, or if you can sit and watch the
There's
whole
There's usually only
thing.
So much portion that you're allowed to watch.
Yeah. But, you know, your point still stands. Like, who's to say that CJ didn't come back like later after practice and then, you know, play catch or something, throw footballs? Like, would people have felt better about that if you just see him throw a football? Probably. But I agree with you. Here it is, June 9th. I'm not freaking out about it at all. There's nothing to even worry about. You get to the first week of training camp and the guy's chilling in a new offense when he's supposed to have more responsibility and he's not fully participating. Yeah, that's when you start to worry. But I don't think we'll get there, knock on wood. 713-572-4610. 572-4610.
Do you remember old relief pitcher named Joel Zumaya?
Vaguely, yeah.
So
yeah.
Joel Zumaia actually missed an ALCS with a wrist injury from playing Guitar Hero too much.
Oh, no. Was that disclosed at the time or like after the fact?
No, they said...
At the time?
Yeah, they said he had a wrist injury and then it came out like the next day. Like, what happened? It's like... He overdid it. He hurt his wrist playing Guitar Hero.
Joel Zumaia. New York Met?
Tiger.
I was going to say Tiger. Yeah, I was going to say Tiger at first. And then I doubted myself because usually when you reference like random baseball players, they're former Mets. So I just went with my gut on that one. Or against my gut, I should say. Hey, the Texans worked out a friend of the show today.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Damon Arnett.
Yeah.
Houston Roughneck cornerback. We actually had him on, a month or so ago, it feels like, I want to say. He gave us a call on a rando Wednesday or Thursday night. We had a good talk with him. Had a pretty good season this year with the Roughnecks. Had a pick six, broke up about five passes, 14 tackles, I think.
I believe he was all UFL.
You said that. I don't know. Yeah, it's because you said that. I haven't confirmed that or not, but I believe you.
They only had one guy who was all UFL.
So. Shout out to Aaron Wilson of KPRC Local 2. Did a really in-depth write-up on Damon Arnett today. Now, it may amount to absolutely nothing, but it's kind of interesting that, hey, here's a guy who already played in town, had a little mini football season, played 10 games with the Roughnecks.
Okay, it was not Arnett. It was Leon O'Neill Jr., who was the lone Roughneck all UFL player.
I mean, he's
Damon
not,
Arnett was a guy who was their top cornerback.
Yeah, he's not all UFL, but he was a damn good player this year. I mean, former first-round pick, right, with the Raiders. Has a little bit of a troubled past, which Aaron Wilson highlighted and discussed and asked Damon Arnett about in this piece.
He was a first-round pick.
Yeah, first-round pick. I think, 18th overall or something like that? It was pretty high. And
19th overall to the Raiders.
Yeah, there you go. Former, who was the guy that drafted him? Gruden. Arnett says he and Gruden still stay in touch, and they check in on one another from time to time. Really good piece today by Wilson. I mean, I think it's cool. This, to me, says, like, hey, okay, maybe it's kind of like the Nick Chubb thing. You just lost, quote-unquote, lost Ronald Darby last week because he decided to retire. Now, what role he was going to play for the Texans at corner, like who
Backup,
knows?
Backup, special teamer.
Yeah, I mean, you feel really good about the Texans secondary right now. However, you know, corner beyond Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter, like as it stands right now, it's not incredibly deep. You would like to have, you know, a more veteran guy, some talent back there, somebody that you can trust if you know what happens. And unfortunately, in football and with Derek Stingley's injury history, it could happen. And Kamari Lassiter, I would love to, you know, go 100% all in on Lassiter. But again, it's football. Injuries happen. You'd like to have a guy that's not named Tavier Thomas or, you know, somebody that's become barbecued brisket over the last couple of years, step in and play like serviceable corner. Maybe that could be Damon Arnett. I don't know that I'm looking at this as like, boy, you know, the Texans, they really got to have a guy. They really put stock in Darby. I don't know if it was that at all. But if you can get somebody that's younger, on the cheap, still has a little dog left in them, like Damon Arnett clearly does at the UFL level, I'm all for it. I think it could be a good signing if it works out.
There's nothing wrong with taking the shot at it, right? If you're able to pick up a guy who's...
He's got a chip on his shoulder.
Better
too,
than
PC.
A replacement level player.
Yeah.
Because, hey, he's kind of gotten his head on straight and he's shown you a little something in the UFL where he's gotten some reps and he's shown you, you know, his ability to break on the ball and things like that. Then why not take a shot? I mean, look, these are low dollar value, like minimum type deals where, I mean, look, the deals aren't even guaranteed until the season starts. So, This is no risk, all reward.
100%. I totally agree with you. I hope it works out because I became a fan of his, one, because he came on our show, and two, just watching some of the highlights, from this season. Really good-looking ball player. And I like a guy coming into this locker room in that group with a chip on his shoulder, something to prove. As you said, he's maybe got his head turned around now. Certainly, look, C.J. Johnson had him on his team, and... CJ could vouch for him, and he's got really good things to say about CJ as well, who we've gotten to know over the course of the last couple of years. So very excited about that for Damon Arnett. Hope it works out. If not for the Texans, at least somebody.
some NFL team gives him an opportunity. 713-572-4610 if you'd like to get in, call, or text. Coming up next, the Astros. What in the world are they doing with this guy? They've got a lot going on. We'll discuss one of the players that, well, why isn't he playing for him right now? That's next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Area 45 with Bijani and Creighton.
All I'm going to say is, if Dick Law Firm doesn't do a commercial with Nick Chubb and Woody Marks, we're all missing the boat.
I see what you did there. I told Chris, Christopher Aloysius Santiago earlier, that the only thing that it would have made the Nick Chubb signing better was that if it didn't happen today, it needed to happen on Wednesday, hump day. You got the Chubb and the Woody on hump day, and then Dick Law Firm sponsors the breaking news. Boom.
See.
Is that doing too much?
There's a lot of opportunity here.
Where did you get a horrible laugh track? Why do you have this randomly pulled up?
Because, just in case.
Because for a this moment, show is so hilarious.
For a moment like this.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you did some Zaprudering during the break, and you'd found Damon Arnett, a.k.a.
NWG Suave.
Suave. So he is also a rapper.
He's also a rapper.
I have to say, the video, pretty well done, actually. The backdrop of, the spray-painted mural and the artwork behind him, and then
of the
just
hood.
Like a randomly hanging microphone in the
somewhere
street.
In the middle of the hood, there is a microphone that just hangs from the sky.
I like it. I think it's pretty cool.
And it's just there in the middle of the street, like out of nowhere, there's this microphone hanging from the sky.
Yeah. We can't play any of this because
we definitely cannot. This is not
some bad words.
Let's just say this would definitely qualify as NSFW.
Not safe for work. Not ever safe harbor time.
Yeah.
To play this.
Couldn't play this at 3 a.m.
Could not. However,
not without the boop and the boop.
We gave Santiago some homework to do. We need him to listen to it because he's an aficionado, kind of like Figgy, a music aficionado. He will tell us if this is actually good or bad or eh.
We need a Santiago review on this because I don't know if I should give my review on it. It might get me in trouble. Although I did say, I am very impressed by the microphone in the sky.
I liked it. I liked it.
Just hang.
I'll say, did you listen to it yet, Chris?
Yeah, I did. And I tried to kind of bleep it, but it's kind of hard.
Yeah,
it,
good luck, bro.
There's a couple things in there where I'm just like, well, I'm not sure if he's really like cussing or not. But
before you give me your take on it, I told PC, I hear a little Lil Wayne in there, like a little bit. Did you pick up on those vibes at all?
I mean, no, not really.
Okay.
I mean, Lil Wayne's just, he's just on a different level. But I mean, over, it's okay.
It's the whiteness in Bajani.
No, he had the white. It was like the little whiny, like, you know.
That's basically every rapper nowadays. Okay. That's the style.
I don't listen to a lot of it.
I completely understand. I'd give it like a...
ignorant observation by me.
The beat's not bad. The lyrics, I mean... not my kind of thing, somewhat. I mean, there's some rappers that do like, I'll give it a solid, what, 5?
5 out of 10?
Maybe.
Right. See, I'm not going to pretend to know, like, what constitutes as, like, good lyrics or bad lyrics. Or, like, quote, the good beat versus the bad beat. But I will say, for me, and I know that I'm not boomer age, but I'm closer to boomer age than, like, current generation age. I see things a little differently than the younger peoples do.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Here we go again.
Pretty much, right? So I'm watching his movements and the way he is with his hands and in his face and that. Very effeminate.
But I told PC that's the way that a lot of rappers are. Like, they're kind of vibing, and that's just... you know,
so they all think that they're like Miss Chiquita Banana when they're doing their rap thing?
Chiquita Banana reference.
It's like they're kind of like dancing to the music, you know? Just that's
yeah, but they're dancing like in a very effeminate manner.
Hey, that's... well, you would perceive it as a feminine manner. I'm just saying.
I mean, I grew up where rappers were all talking about, you know, shooting each other and being hardos, and
they still do that.
Now this guy is kind of like, you know, got the... the wrist thing going, and, you know,
the two rollies.
Yeah, just real feminine.
Don't talk about the Houston Texans' potential new cornerback like that. And a friend of our show, Area 45.
Look, maybe
David
he's
Arnett.
Not like that anymore. Maybe he's, you know, ditched that personality and just gone it's to be, and I'm be a
it's
football
the music.
Player.
That's all it is. I liked it.
Isn't this the... correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the guy that the Raiders drafted, right? And then he got caught up with, like, the guns and like, all this stuff.
Correct.
And, like, some other stuff.
Yes. So I would not, again, be talking...
question marks.
I would not be talking poorly of this individual. Good football player. Maybe,
oh, yeah.
Maybe he needs to choose the football path. You gave him a 5 out of 10 on the musical talent.
I mean, it's not bad. I mean, I tip my cap, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, he's the guy who was caught on video waving guns
right.
and making death threats.
Right, right.
Then he was on the Dolphins practice squad. Then when he was on the Chiefs, he got released because he was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, and 2 counts of possession of controlled substances in Vegas. But now he has kind of put all that behind him. He is, you know, turned the corner as a person. And trying to, you know, live things the right way.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm for second chances, man. All for the second
always,
chance.
Always.
And he had a good year for the Roughnecks this year. And you know what? Like, if this does happen for the Texans, again, stark difference between, like, this era of Houston Texan football and the one that existed, like, pre- 2020, you know, and maybe beyond. Like, before, it was like all, you know, the good boys, you know, the good guys. We're only going to have guys that, you know, answer questions, all very PC. Like, you got some personalities, you know, in that locker room now. A lot of different ones, too. And it's probably not going to always be so kumbaya in that locker room. And who knows if it even is now. But, I mean, hell, I think if Stephon Diggs was here, we'd kind of learn a little bit more about that situation. Because I would imagine, like, personalities like that don't vibe necessarily with the other 51 dudes you're lockering with plus or whatever. We'll see. We'll see what happens with it. Maybe it might even be a whole bunch of nothing. And this guy doesn't even, maybe he had a bad workout today. Maybe he had a great workout today for the Texans. Who knows? 713-572-4610.
This guy had a good workout all season long for the Sugarland Space Skeeters, Shea Whitcomb. Dude hit 5 home runs in a span of like 3 days. Days that you and I were actually working on the same show together, PC.
What? That happens?
It happens every once in a while. And we kept talking about, man, when are the Astros going to call him up? When are they going to call him up? I go on vacation. Boom. They call him up. He gets, what, a pinch hit at bat?
He got a pinch hit at bat in the 8th inning of a game the Astros were down by 11 runs.
Yes. And then he sat on his ass
for a week.
For a week before he played second base last night in a loss for the Astros to the Cleveland Flying G's. Shea Whitcomb, one of the hottest pro hitters, not named Aaron Judge. The Astros call up and they say, hey, have a seat. It's wait longer. A little bit longer.
See this fake wood spot here in the dugout? We call this a bench.
We like, you know, Brendan Rodgers a little bit. This is just to threaten him with his job. And we're going to give Brendan Rodgers a start. And then lo and behold, that sucker hits a home run over the weekend.
And you can say bye to that baseball, yo!
Oh, my gosh. Like, and he is going to call Julie Morales, Todd Callis, Jeff Blum, say, hey, cut that. I might need that for my resume here in a couple of weeks because I might be DFA'd. Brendan Rodgers trying to do everything he possibly can to hold on to his job, all the while the Astros not allowing Shea Whitcomb to push him for it, so to speak. Why the hell would they call this guy up? I know we've seen it before, but this is literally one of the hottest hitters in pro ball. And then they say, hey, you're not going to play today or tomorrow or for the next week. Sit down.
It's exactly what they did to Pedro León.
Exactly.
Last year,
a week.
Scorching hot. And then they call him up and tell him to take a seat for a week. And by the time they finally play him again, well, he'd gone cold.
Like, Whitcomb played 20 games with the Astros last year. This is not like his first call up to the big leagues. He's been there, done that. Like, there's no, orientation needed here. Is there? Like, does he have to sit through, like, some training program with the Astros? Like, hey, this is how we do things up here with the big dogs. You know, you got to figure things out. We're not the Space Skeeters. You're in the big leagues now. I think the guy would have been fine. You throw him in there. You need offense. You need defense at second base, especially on nights where you're not going to play Mauricio Dubon. And they don't do this. I don't understand this. Like, I always thought when you have the opportunity and you need like offense, like the Astros desperately need consistent offense, you play the best possible lineup you can.
Well, you know what, Sean? He got to play one game after a week, and he didn't get 3 hits, so, you know, he's probably not going to play again.
I mean, seriously, this is malpractice. The guy's got to be absolutely fuming. He's got to be fuming, and he has every right to be.
Look, he finds himself in a situation where the current Astros front office does not view him as a prospect, does not value what he can bring to the table. So they treat him like 26th guy.
Wow, it's just ridiculous.
And
he's not Gray Kessinger, man.
But they treat him basically like he is Gray Kessinger. Right? They're basically treating him like he is Gray Kessinger. And all that's going to happen is he's going to sit, and then once somebody comes back, whether it's DeZenzo, whether it's Chaz, maybe one day it'll even be Yordan. One of those guys come back, he's the first guy getting ticketed out of here.
Hey, let me ask you a question in all seriousness. I don't know if you just said this, but you told me during the break, he's not one of their prospects.
Not one of the guys.
Okay, stop. How do you become a prospect? What do you have to do to become a prospect? You have to play baseball really, really well, right? Is he not playing baseball really, really well? Has this guy not played first base, second base, third base, shortstop, right field, left field, all the positions this season? Has he not torn the absolute cover off of the baseball this season?
He's leading hit a lot of power.
All the minor league baseball in home runs.
He plays a lot of different positions.
How is he not a prospect?
Because, what is he, 26 now?
What's the cutoff? If you're 24 or older and doing this, you cannot be called a prospect.
Yeah, they don't think that he's a guy who's a real starter.
Okay.
They don't think he's a starter.
All right, baseball freakazoid,
you know what?
Losers. Like,
they look at Pedro León the same way.
Well, León, it's been a minute, man, for that dude.
Right, but why was it a minute? As soon as they got him, it was the center field, was the first thing they did.
Well, they
said, hey, why don't you learn how to play second base?
They set him down, but then he got hurt.
Hey, why don't you learn how to play shortstop? They spent 3 years trying to convert him to an infielder, and he spent so much time trying to learn how to play two different infield positions at the same time. His bat didn't grow because he wasn't focused on hitting. He was focused on learning new positions. Then they decided, oh, you know what? We're going to put you back in the outfield. And the bat started to produce. But now, instead of being 23 and 24, now he's 27.
Yeah, yeah.
And he had the knee injury in spring training. And then he had another injury while he was rehabbing. Like, he's going to be out of the organization next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's going to go be play for somebody because when he plays, he hits the baseball.
Yeah, he's got a lot of power. He's got speed. He's got a cannon for an arm.
It sounds to me like the Houston Astros minor leagues affiliates are using like former Texan offensive line coaches to develop their players in some regards. Like, hey, why don't you try this position for a week and then try that position for a week. We're just going to move you around. We like versatile guys.
The guys they like the most are younger guys.
Younger guys, like, but not guys that play baseball really well.
Miguel Ulloa, who is the Astros minor league pitcher of the week again. They might as well just call it the Miguel Ulloa Award.
I mean, it's getting close.
He just wins it all the time.
Yeah.
He was the minor league AAA pitcher of the month. Well, Miguel Ulloa is 22. And right now, I mean, they were just talking about him.
Prospect.
They were just talking about him as like a potential, like could he wind up on the major? He walks almost six guys per nine.
Mm.
Now, he misses a zillion bats, but missing bats at AAA and missing bats in the majors, not the same.
So he's like the Adam Dunn of pitchers.
His strikeout walk, yeah.
right? It took you a second.
He needs to work on his command
yeah.
and not walk so damn many dudes. But he's got terrific stuff, and that guy has the potential to be like a real number two type starter.
Yeah, yeah.
Their number one prospect is Bryce Matthews, who just turned 23. Melton's 24.
Yeah, Melton was like 1-2, 2-1, you know, before he got called up.
You know, Walker Yannick.
Mm-hmm. Catcher, right?
Walker Yannick is probably going to make Yiner Diaz expendable.
Yeah, Yiner better step his game up.
You know, Yiner's got pop, but his defense has now fallen 2 years in a row, where his pop times have gotten longer. His arm strength has gotten a little weaker. Yeah. Not a lot, like 1 mile an hour.
Yannick's hitting down there too a little bit, right?
Yannick's starting to hit. Now, he's only in high A ball. Yannick is probably a year and a half away. But don't be surprised if, you know, you see Walker Yannick suddenly start, like this year, he's hitting 282.
Mm-hmm.
And now, granted, it's high A, but he's hitting 282. And he's got like some extra base hits. He's got a 784 OPS.
Good.
So would you be surprised if he winds up in AA at some point this year?
No. Whenever the Astros drafted him, he was expected to be a pretty fast riser,
I think. He's also got 12 stolen bases, and he's considered to be like an elite defensive player.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're going to replace a guy who's not a good defensive player with an elite defensive player, and he can hit, you know.
If Yannick's timeline matches up with the timeline of the expiration of one Christian Walker's contract, you move Yiner to first base and Yannick to catcher.
Yiner can't play first.
Not yet.
No, I mean, he's a terrible first baseman.
I'm trying here, man. He's only had five opportunities over there. Give him a shot.
No, he's a terrible first baseman.
It can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. All right, coming up next, hot leads, day's top stories. We'll get you caught up next.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Area 45 with Bijani and Creighton is proudly presented by Viking Carpet One Floor and Home Outlet. Call or text 281-907-6444 for all of your flooring needs.
These are the new leads.
Now look, I need the leads.
These are the Glengarry leads.
Two lead cards for tonight, two lead cards for tomorrow.
Why give him the good leads?
He's got the leads.
He's got the leads.
He's got the good leads.
The whole thing is the leads.
They stole the Glengarry leads.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down.
Coffee's for closers only.
All right, time for Hot Leads. Get you caught up on the day's top stories. Obviously, Astros are off. More on them here in just a little bit. We'll start with a scoreboard, though, and it's not an NBA final scoreboard because they're not playing tonight either. They get back in action, I think, on Wednesday night.
Now, a real sport that actually like puts its actual finals logo on the floor.
Oh, God. Yeah, I saw that.
Don't even get me started on that.
You know, can I be honest with you, though? Didn't notice. And I watched the entirety of the first two games. Didn't notice.
You know what? I noticed, and I knew because they haven't done it in years, but when I noticed it yesterday, I was just like, did they really not, like, those are what, they're fake, they're...
The holograms.
Superimposed.
Yeah, I was just like, are they serious? Like, the NBA is like, y'all are a joke right now, man.
So
like, what are y'all doing?
What happened was, because they're superimposed on the screen, they got a camera shot and somebody's waving a flag that would normally obstruct your view of it. So the superimposition is right on top of the flag. It's like, wow, how'd it go from the floor to the flag? It's like magic.
I thought you were going to say it was like digitized or something like that. The flag was messing it up with the Chiron or something like that. I didn't notice. And when you sent me the video earlier, I'm like, oh, wow, that's wild. It is pretty crazy. But PC's talking about the NHL, man. And we normally wouldn't, but I'm kind of all in. I'm all in. This is what happens when you go on vacation and you're subjected to like hotel TV options of their 14 channels that you get to choose from. I watched playoff hockey after playoff basketball the other night. And the first two games of this Stanley Cup final series between the Florida Panthers and Edmonton Oilers, it's fantastic. Both overtime games. Tonight, I don't know if we're going to get to that point, but... Florida's leading Edmonton 4-1 in the second period. I can't believe you have not watched playoff hockey. That surprises me, for one, PC. You've been a very busy man, though, so I guess I kind of get it. I'm all in on the
hockey.
I've
watched a lot of playoff hockey. I just
not
haven't
this year.
Watched much of these last two
That's
games.
That's what I'm saying.
Because,
it's been,
you know,
fantastic.
Busy.
Yeah, busy. Busy. You need vacation.
But
go
you
on
know,
vacation.
But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
They are recorded in my Fubo.
Honestly, if you actually do go back and watch it, just watch game two. That is the best game I've ever seen. And I don't watch a lot of hockey, so maybe it's not saying too much.
Like, I can tell you,
it was awesome.
There's a lot of Astros games. We're here, or, you know, it's a weekend and I'm, you know, working, doing boxing, or I'm off doing whatever. I don't get to see the game live.
Yeah.
I record it in my Fubo, and then I go back and watch it later. I'm often watching games at like 2, 3 in the morning.
I know you are. I know you. You know how I know you are? Because you're angry tweeting at like 2:30 in the morning.
That's right.
PC's.
What are you talking about? That's never happened
PC's
before.
PC's novel tweets come out at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, and guess what? I'll read them.
Hey, and then, you know,
read them.
I'm like, when the hell is this dude sleep? I get an email at 7:30 in the morning. Like,
hey, I get my hairpiece and my orange spray tan and I get to pound it on the keyboard. Oh, wait. Is that me? That might not be me.
My first three emails every single morning, Chris, and probably, I don't know if you get these too, Ben Gary's show emails from Payne and Pendergast.
Yes, I do get those.
And then, bam, PCs. Today in sports, you know,
yeah,
all the links
yeah,
to everything.
Yeah, I get that one too.
Like, when's this dude sleep, man? Come
PC
on.
He never sleeps, man.
Let's get out of here.
Sleep when I'm dead.
Exactly.
We talked a lot about this one earlier, but the Texans and Nick Chubb made it official earlier today. It was announced in the 5 o'clock hour. Chubb passed his physical. He gets a one-year, $2.5 million deal that could be worth up to $5 million. Chubb, coming off a knee injury, broke his foot. That's been the situation for him the last couple of years. Last season, in only 8 games, ran for just 332 yards and I don't know how many touchdowns a dude scored, but he ran for a career low in yards per attempt at just 3.3. And the Texans hoping they can catch a little lightning in the bottle and got a little reclamation project on their hands. If it works out, it would be fantastic. And we're talking about a pretty stout running back room here in a matter of months, PC, between Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, and Woody Marks. And Damian Pierce is that guy in the running back room in the next 3 months, would you say, Damian Pierce?
I don't know that Damian Pierce is necessarily the guy most likely on the chopping block, right? Because of the fact that he's a kick returner and he plays specials.
Would it be Dari?
It could be Dari. Now, Dari also does specials, and he's like the unofficial backup kicker. But he's not the return guy that Damian Pierce is.
Right.
And Pierce, you have more faith in being able to use as a runner, whereas Dari is more a pass catcher, but that's what Woody Marks is. And Joe Mixon catches the ball well out of the backfield, and you can throw the ball to Nick Chubb. And, you know, you don't. Damian Pierce is better as a receiver than he gets credit for.
Yeah, I would agree with
that.
The
things that Dari is good at, well, is not something the other guys can't do. So I don't necessarily know that it's going to be Pierce. It might be Dari. Now, if they can get something for Pierce, maybe it's they sell him because, hey, he's the guy we got something for. But I don't think that the pecking order is determined yet. And I also don't think that they will necessarily make moves. They might be having conversations, but I don't think any of these moves would probably come until late in training camp.
Guaranteed,
hey, let's make sure nobody gets hurt.
And
because if
that
somebody gets
only
hurt, we don't have a surplus of running back.
No, but you got to have a plan. I 100% agree with you on that. I'm just saying, part of those planning discussions, I would say it probably includes Darian Gumbawale as being the caboose in this whole situation because one, of age, two, of ability, and, you know, three, like I said, like John Metchie, this is a huge training camp for Damian Pierce because he has to prove his worth, prove his value, that he can do more than just return kicks. You're running back, bro. Let's see if he can run the football here. If he has a good camp, then I think that officially pushes Dari out. And it's not to take anything away from Dari. It's just the Texans are trying to be better and deeper at all positions, and it's no longer cute that, you know what, you're a really great special teamer, and that's it. Like, there's not much he brings to the table in terms of being a third down running back for the Texans.
And on this station, we often talk about swarm mentality and what that means. It's the physicality. Dari's a gadget player. Of all the running backs, he's like the least swarm. He's the least physical. He's not a guy who runs between the tackles.
Yeah, but he's
not
even a guy who runs AF off on special teams.
He plays specials, but so does everybody else.
Yeah.
And he doesn't run between the tackles or off tackle. You've got to throw him the football out in space because he's not a physical runner. Well, Pierce is a physical runner.
Yeah, no, I co-sign what you're saying.
Nick Chubb is a physical runner. Joe Mixon is a physical runner. And I think that is the identity they wanted. I think it's part of the reason why Nick Chubb is here. That's a guy who absolutely is 5'11", what, 230 pounds? Mm-hmm. He can absolutely steamroll a linebacker.
Yep.
So they want guys who bring that physical nature to the offense. They want to be a team that can punch you in the face. They haven't had the personnel. That is the identity they want. And I think the reason we've seen so many of the moves we've seen this year, how much of the offensive line they have changed, is because they want guys who are not necessarily what we would call finesse linebackers.
No, they want maulers,
or
man.
Technique linebackers. They want guys who are basically going to fist fight on the line.
Yeah, 100%. One other NFL note quickly. The Green Bay Packers released cornerback Jaire Alexander today. Former All-Pro 2020-2022. And at one point, I learned something today. The highest paid corner in the league. And he's actually in the midst of that same contract. Well, not anymore because he was cut. But it was a four-year, $84 million contract. And now he's chilling, waiting to get picked up by somebody. He was scheduled to make almost $18 million this year, none of which was guaranteed. If Texan fans are wondering, hey, why not go after Jaire Alexander? Well, there's one reason in my mind, and that's because of money. And he's going to want a lot of it. And I don't think the Texans are too keen on paying him a lot of money at that particular position.
Well, there is this part of it, right? As when you get released this late, not everybody's got a lot of money. You've got to try to find a team that still has a lot of money left.
Wiggle room, yeah.
And also when you're talking about, you know, what team you want to go to, you don't want to, oh, well, this team has cap space, but they're ass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been playing on a team that's pretty good. Do you want to play for a team that's ass? Now, right now, teams that have a lot of cap space that are not expected to be ass. The Niners have $46 million.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions have $40 million. The Eagles are 32. The Cowboys are 32. Well, the Packers got 29 now. The Bengals, 27.
Those are not bad options right away.
Right, but what we don't know is how many players do they need to sign?
Well, that's the thing. And do they have a significant need at that particular position, too? It'll be interesting to see where Jaire Alexander winds up. That's going to do it for Hot Leads. Coming up next, 9 o'clock hour, I've got a new favorite Houston sports person. I will tell you why next at Sports Radio 610.
It's a tease.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.